Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Arlachry Grant here on 2FM. Riyad Khalif is a YouTuber and radio presenter who made a video lately. You may have heard about it. It recently hit the headlines all over the world. And in the video, he sits down with his mum and reads out messages other guys have sent her son on the hugely popular dating app for gay men, Grindr. So, well, let's have a listen.
What I've done for the last 3 weeks is I downloaded Grindr onto my phone, and every night, religiously, for an hour, I'd leave it there to let messages roll in. So this is going to be the very, very first time that I'm going to hear them, and you're going to hear them from her mouth.
Oh, I've got a nice package for you if you want to unwrap it.
Riyad, is this for real? Did I really do that stuff? Really?
Would you have liked something like that in your day?
No, I would have been terrified. Danny, group fun. What does that mean?
They want to play Monopoly together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know that's not what it is.
He's nice.
What do you like about him?
His body. Muscles. Lovely skin.
Lovely skin. Well, a second video where Riyad takes on a prominent figure from the infamous Westboro Baptist Church is currently spreading like wildfire. And Riyad joins us on the line now to talk us through the whole story. Riyad, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. I may sound a little bit tired because I've had about 1 hour sleep over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, tell us. First of all, did you have a giggle when you heard those clips, that clip back there with your mum?
Yeah, because you kind of forget what you put together yourself. Obviously, I edited the video, but because it's been so mental doing interviews and obviously my day job, I kind of forget why people like it so much, and it's just because my mom's a legend, I think.
She is a legend. So the two of you are legends. You call each other really well. I loved when she said, oh, that's nice, they're going to play Monopoly, and then you go, yeah, listen, you know that's not what they're talking about.
Yeah, but she's not innocent at all.
Talk us through what's happening.
So, but the first video went out, and I made that video because I knew it would be absolutely hilarious. I knew that her personality suited it. Saying that, it did take about a month to get her to a place where she was comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
And I, like you heard in the video, I had to let the messages roll in. So I had to download the app and sort of bank them off to one side and then subject them to her. So then once that went viral, I started getting all these calls and people saying, can you come to the UK? Can you sign up with this agency in LA and all of that? I'm like, sorry, excuse me, this is just a video, a 2 minute, 30 second video that I made in my bedroom. So then underneath the video, obviously thousands of comments came in, and one of them in particular stood out, and it was from Shirley Phelps from the Westboro Baptist Church. So this is the church that Louis Theroux traveled to in Topeka, Kansas, and did that documentary, The Most Hated Family in America. So I knew of these people for a long, long time, and I was a little bit starstruck because I knew this woman's name, and I, although she was sending me hate, it was like, wow, this is actually the Shirley Phelps. So I decided I would email her and try and get her on Skype for a chat. I sent probably about 20 emails to different addresses, nothing back at all. And then I decided, you know what, if she doesn't want to do an interview, I'll figure it out myself. I'll do something else. So I called them up, and their voicemail, when you ring, that you get a 2 minute spiel telling you why you're going to hell, why you're going to burn there for all eternity, and why you're an abomination. So I thought, okay, I'll use this and make a video out of it. And turns out, this one's gone viral as well in the last day.
And Riyad, we're going to play a clip from that in a second, but before we get to that, because their organisation, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church, is known for its highly publicised homophobic public protests. Mm-hmm. So under the slogan, God hates fags.
Yeah.
So this is why it was a big deal to get all of these comments from her, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, she called me a fag personally 41 times over the course of 3 days in the comments. Loads of people were writing back to her, and she was discussing with them and reciting verses from the Bible. And what I was saying to BuzzFeed yesterday, for instance, they asked, you know, would you sit down with this woman? Would you like to meet her in person? I said, yes, but you can't take her seriously. The only way that you can talk to these people is by ripping the piss out of them. And us Irish, we do that the best.
Well, you know what, Riad? Let's play your clip and just put that put show exactly what you mean on this one.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Westbrook Baptist Church.
Shirley, this is Riad K here from YouTube. You left a few comments underneath my video about Grindr. I just want to.
You are heading straight to hell.
I just wanted to ask you about how to get it.
Facts.
Just one question. I just want to ask you.
You cannot change that standard. Doesn't matter if you can get this entire goofy, disobedient nation. Read the words and obey your God.
Unbelievable. Because Riad, when you set that up first, the reaction that you had, tell us about it.
From the video itself.
Yeah,
it was very mixed. A lot of people are writing to me now and saying, congratulations, well done, you attacked it in the perfect way possible, because there's no point going down to their level of insanity. You just have to make fun of the situation. But then other people are saying, you know, you're giving them publicity, you're putting the Westboro Baptist Church name out there more. I think, yes, I did, but I just showed them even more. I showed them up for what they are. I didn't glorify them in any way. I sort of proved that they should not be listened to and should not be followed.
And also, you're highlighting something. We can talk about it then. Everybody can make up their opinion. I think the dangers are when everything's hidden away and it's all hush-hush and behind closed doors. That's the danger. You're highlighting it, and as you said, in a way that's still fun, that you're still dealing with it without going down to her level.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, like, I think that this is what I'm going to continue doing on my YouTube channel, because before I made these videos, I had sort of an identity crisis. I was like, do I make comedy videos? Do I make short documentaries? Do I film other people's music videos? And I think this is where I'm most happy, just finding these things that are usually talked about politically or on the news and just taking them and putting my own slant on them and making them a little bit funny.
You know what, Riad? When I heard it first, I thought that was their voicemail, right? So I was thinking, you know, that the first message they say is hello, and then you're going straight to hell. So I was thinking, geez, what if you were just ringing to say, sorry, what time is Mass?
I know. You see, when you call, you get options. You click 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if you're a preacher, if from the army, if you're a gay, and then they have a message for you, depending on what you click on.
It's so shocking. It's so disturbingly shocking. It's just so wrong. So it's great that you're highlighting it. But listen, you've been up half the night. The reaction is huge. What's happening at that end of it?
Oh, just unbelievable. Like emails from the Daily Mail, BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, Cosmopolitan, Vanity Fair, the Independent in here in Ireland, the Independent in the UK. It's just all showing it so much love and wanting to share it. And I'm not a celebrity. I'm not used to this. So I'm jumping at every opportunity to do an interview. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to anyone. But obviously in between, I do have a day job. I'm an entertainment reporter at Spin. And, you know, it's hard to do both.
Of course it is. And get sleep in the middle of it.
Yeah, like they've been very, very supportive and very helpful, and they understand that this is just like, this is a moment in time that not everyone gets to experience. And I have dreamt of having a video that was this popular for a long time as a YouTuber. And, you know, thankfully now I've got a bunch of subscribers, and, you know, I've got friends in the States who make a living out of YouTube, just making videos, and they you know, they make money from the ad clicks. So down the line, perhaps, maybe I can make a living from YouTube too.
And also, Riad, this is something that you believe in as well. You know, this isn't just something that you're playing around with. So you've got a message in there as well as having fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I have filmed videos in the past, Tara, where I think this is a great idea, it's funny, and I put hours and hours into filming and editing, and then once I'm done, I look at it and it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So there's about 6 videos that I've made over the last year that have never seen the light of day and will never see the light of day because they just didn't feel right. So I think that's a process that everyone that is on YouTube has to think about, because you know, this is exploding.
Yeah.
The Irish community of creators, there's about 400 of us, and we're getting more attention on the international side of things, which didn't happen before. So it's great to see the Irish being recognised for once.
It is. And your mum. What's your mum's name?
My mum is Lorraine.
Lorraine.
And she wants to appear on more videos now. She, at the start, was freaked out when her phone wouldn't stop ringing, but now she's got the book and, yeah.
She's bitten, so she's going to be going with you, Riad. Next stop, Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Listen, thank you so much for talking to us, Riad. That is brilliant. And then people can check out your videos online. That is Riad Khalif.